started here because I have a lot to cover. Also, unfortunately, couldn't get video working on my laptop, and my robot is up on tail scale. So I'll do the demo after for people who are interested. I'm really sorry about that. We tried a bunch of times earlier. Okay, so let's get started. So this is my robot. These are some of my other robots. And I also actually get paid to work on other people's robots, which is just like the best job ever, like FR. I get to work on big industrial arms, agricultural robots, Spot, spacecraft, hotel robots. It's great. But let's go back to this robot. This is a HackerBot. It's produced by a startup, a small startup in Colorado called HackerBot Industries. The founder is a colleague of mine, Ian Bernstein. You might remember or know him from being a founder of the Sphero robot ball, if anybody remembers that, or the Misty robot. He likes doing social robots, and so he came to me about 2 years ago. We met up at a conference in Boulder, and he's like, I'm thinking about doing another social robot. It'd be kind of like a turtle bot kind of thing, and, you know, be expressive, and, you know, told me about it. I was like, sure, you know. He said, I'm going to do a crowdfunder, and I was like, sure, you can't get turtle bots anymore. They stopped making the Create 3. You know, there's just not a cheap hackable base out there. Everything, other robots have gotten to be like $2,000 to $4,000, like $4,000 or $5,000. I love the Leotech guys, and they raised for their latest version, they raised the price from like $2,500 to $5,000. I'm like, okay, great, a cheap robot base. Yeah, sure, sign me up. And then he mentioned that it was going to be like basically a Roomba knockoff. He found this company in China that was making a Roomba knockoff that had a built-in LiDAR, and it is all integrated into the Tuya's system, and you just push a button and it wakes up, and the first thing it does is rolls around your house and it maps out the space, even before it goes out and cleans. And then you can... and it saves the map internally. And I was like, okay, I have to have one of these. You're going to go off and do all this AI stuff. It's going to have an arm. It's going to be expressive. I just want it for the mapping. I mean, if I could like just get it for that and figure out how to get the map out of there, sign me up. And so he helped me out a lot with like getting the commands, figuring out the commands and stuff for it. And this is basically what it does. This is my goal, was a one-touch mapping utility robot so that I could map a space and not have to like follow around with a joystick in one hand and tele-op and a laptop in the other. And I also spend time and your hand gets tired and you're falling in and out of Wi-Fi. And so just the idea of having this thing, you push a button, it goes around and does it for you. And then it's usable for other robots, like your Ross robots, which I have a lot of. I just really, really wanted to do that. So the thing here is robot generates its own onboard map. It auto-colors, figures out, it has some sort of algorithm inside for figuring out where what it think a room is, and then it stores that as a bitmap in its own custom format. And then you have to have your phone, and you get this app called Tuya, which I guess is like if you're not doing Siri and you're not doing some other home environment things, you use Tuya because they control, like, they're also from China, and they have, like, air conditioners and rice cookers and window shades. And just, like, everything is hooked into that. And then you could also, it turns out that there is a plugin for Home Assistant. There is, like, an integration with Tuya. But I went, I looked at that, and it turns out that they're using, Home Assistant is using the Tuya SDK, which is great, except that they want, like, a lot of money to buy a license for the Tuya SDK. And then Home Assistant is also its own lifestyle, which I appreciate, but I just kind of wanted to get the map off the robot. So that invites some hacking. Like all good open source or open-ish hacking robots, there's a serial port. Ian has added not a teensy, but a CUNY-Pi ARM board from Adafruit onto it to make the serial interfacing a little bit easier, so you don't have to play with the actual wires. But, you know, I've done that before. And the basic way that you talk to it is you send it hex commands, and it spits out data about, like, are the bumpers activated? What is the battery status? And this also turns out that there was a map, a command that they did not document that was also, like, display the map. And this is how the map gets from the robot, from the flash on the robot, over to Tuya. It's all done over wireless. So we figured that out. Then, let me just go back one. That led to, you know, realizing you can get this map. This is my apartment in San Francisco. It's a Victorian, so if you know anything, it's basically, it's a single long hallway with rooms off the side of it. So it looks a little weird, but that's really, like, the top part there is the entrance, go down to the hallway, and then there's, like, a main room, and then there's the kitchen. So that's the map. So you grab the map as a byte stream off the serial port, start looking for headers, start looking for repeating patterns. I actually did some work on the XV11, the old Nitto LiDAR, for controlling the LiDAR, and had it dump just from, again, serial and interpreting hex codes, got it